The world is sweet. Mortals make the earth bitter for one another. The world is sweet, but mortals make the earth bitter for one another. Why is it that we choose exciting adventures? Why is it that we like things to be exciting? We like things to be dramatic. Why is it that we like to read the negative news rather than the positive news? Why is it we like to hear of accidents and incidents and problems in the world? And there are a few of them, really, but why do we like to hear about them? Well, we like to hear about them because it sort of satisfies our eagerness for having things go on, for things to be exciting. Can things be exciting in a positive way? Can things be exciting in a very wonderful way for everyone on earth? Oh, yes. The world is sweet, truly, because the action of the world, the incident of the world, the way the world is operated is a very sweet and a wonderful thing. The very fact that seeds are planted and plants grow, flowers grow, trees grow, and people grow. The idea that the world is filled with lovely things and beautiful things and gorgeous things that make all of the world a happy place to be. It is that which is the majority of the activity of the world. All is in divine love and divine peace and divine wonder. All is in this wonderful magic that goes on all about us all the time. And this is where we can turn our attention if we want to. We can turn our attention to the sweet world and the wonderful world and the beautiful world. Or we can look at the unhappy world. And we can look at those things that which cause us to have unhappiness and terror in ourselves and to be weary of ourselves and of the rest of the world. Mortals make the world to be bitter. And why is it that mortals do this as a purposeful thing? Why is it that mortals, and a mortal, by the way, is you and me, why is it that we look for the negative and do not give ourselves the opportunity to think in the positive as much as possible? We look to the negative and don't give ourselves the opportunity to think of the positive as much as possible because we think that that is what makes it exciting. Oh my, we like to hear gossip. We like to hear negative news. We like to hear problems that go on. And the reason we do that, really, if we can really settle down to it, is that it is so seldom done. When you have the 7 billion people on the face of the earth right now, with all these people and all this activity, the amount of war, the amount of unhappiness, the amount of illness, the amount of lack, and the amount of limitation in any way is rather minuscule compared to the total number. If all the people on earth were suffering, if all the people on earth were going through a terrible, bitter inferno of the Adante type, the world would not be a pleasant place to be at all. And people would not want to be alive. They would not want to live. The urge within the human nature, within divine nature, within the nature of all life is to live. To live abundantly, to live joyously, to live happily, to live beautifully. And then we turn our attention to the negative. We turn our attention to the unhappiness. And why do we turn our attention to the unhappiness? We turn our attention to the unhappiness because we think that that's what's different, that's what's unusual, and that's what's exciting. And truly, it is not exciting. Truly, it is not unusual. Truly, it is not our reality at all. What it is an experience. It's an experience that goes on, and we call it something exciting to look at, but it really is making us bitter for one another. The more time we can spend on being happy, the more time we can spend on living our life in a joyous, wonderful way, the more time we can delight in everything that goes on in the world, the better the world is. The better the world is for all of us. The better life is for all of us. It's up to us whether we make our world bitter or sweet. It's up to us. It's up to us whether we want to have our world be a world filled with joy and peace and harmony. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As we put our attention to any direction in life, so are we. As we think about any condition at all in the world, so we are. Are the conditions that we think about in the world what we really want to have? Are the conditions that we think about in the world what we really want to delight in and know? Are they the things that turn us on and make us feel good and very good? If they are, then we're doing it right. If they are, then we are looking for a sweet world. We're looking for a world that is lovely and glorious. Oh, we love the cake. We love the candy. We love the sweetness of life. And yet we do not allow ourselves to have that be our majority of activity in our thought. Fortunately, even though we love these things, and even though these are the things that we want to have as the majority in our life, fortunately, we can have them even when we don't think about them much. And why is it we have them when we don't think about them much? Think about them. 7 billion people on Earth, and the majority of the people are thinking about happy thoughts. The majority are thinking about good times. The majority are thinking about the beauty of the world, the joy, peace, and harmony. And the majority are experiencing just that. The majority are experiencing peace, joy, and harmony all of the time. The majority are finding goodness in life all the time. Truly, the majority are. Now, are you part of the majority? Oh, yes, you are. Why then do you want to think about these other things? Because they are not things that happen to you all the time. They're not things that are taking place every moment of your life. They are things that only take place occasionally. And there are things that only take place now and then. There are things that are not real for you. Think about it. If newspapers were written about the positive things, they would be boring, because that's what most people do. And because newspapers are written about the negative things, that's what people are not doing, and that's what people are wanting to read about. Now, if we could sort of change our nature, if you could call it that, change our attitude of, rather than searching out the negative, searching out the impossible, searching out the improbable, searching out those things that are going to be making us bitter, and search out the things that make us sweet, that make us wonderful, that make us happy, I guarantee you, the majority of the people on the face of the earth are seeking out sweetness and happiness. They're seeking out joy and harmony and love. They're seeking out truth. They're seeking out goodness. The world is sweet, and mortals make it bitter for one another. But it doesn't have to be that way. The world can be sweet, and the world can truly experience sweetness, you and I, every moment of our life. But it's up to us. For where do we put our thought? Where do we put our attitudes? Where do we put our thinking? Where do we put our dreams? Where do we put who we are? Think about that today. Let that be the primary thought in your mind as to what is your value in life. What is the direction in life that you want to go? What's important for you? Are you a bittersweet person, or are you a sweet and lovely person? Are you a joyful and fantastic person? The decision is up to you. The decision is up to me. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So the majority of the world are thinking happy thoughts and beautiful thoughts and joyous thoughts. Let's join the majority of the world thinking happy, beautiful, joyous thoughts all the time and see that we do not need to have a bitter world when the world is so sweet. Join me in this recognition today, and let's each enjoy a happy, sweet, wonderful world that we created. I love you. I love you. I love you.